vehicle and on your way to work. With Skip Spence on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
Well, got a plethora of people in here this morning. So, good morning to everyone. Now, let's see. Coach is here. So, Coach Hodge is here. It's good to see you. Introduce your players with me this morning.
We brought in today Blake Koth, defenseman for our team, and Lincoln Riley, our goalie for our team. So just wanted
Blake,
to get them on the air a little bit.
You know, welcome. And now, Blake, where are you from? What's hometown?
Rapid City, South Dakota. Right.
Okay. It's Lake.
Blake.
Oh, Blake. I thought you said Lake.
No, you're...
Yeah, it's Blake. Okay. And Rapid City.
Yep.
South Dakota. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're not far from home. Family can come over and watch you. I was in the airport Sunday night coming back, and there was the ECHL guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're from Gillette, man. You guys got a junior league team over there. It's really good, man. You got a good pro. Well, I said, what's a good league? You know, you guys are developing out of your teen years, and you're going into hockey and stuff, and good experience. So that's great. So what high school did you go to over there?
I went to Central High School.
Central, yeah. Traditional.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that cool building, the old building that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looks like you're supposed to be in high school there. And did you play any hockey growing up over there? Sure you did.
Yeah, I started playing hockey when I was 5 and then played high school hockey all the way till now.
Well, so. I was in Pierford Pier. Were you in that league? Were you guys playing at the end of the year?
Yeah, I think so. I think we played. Well, we played Pier, yeah.
Yeah, because we used to play in the old Stanley County, Hughes County tin can over there and stuff. They were fun to watch. Really like it. So what's your position?
I play defense.
Defense, good. Yeah. I like that. Being a soccer player, I can identify guys back there to protect the goalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting to me, goalie. You know, there you go. That's great. And so what are your dreams? You want to go to a bigger level from here?
Yeah, hopefully play some higher level hockey, whether it's next year or mainly the goal is to go to college, play hockey, or if not hockey, then just, you know, get your schooling done.
And what would you like to take when you go to your college experience? Do you have any dreams as far as what kind of major and stuff?
I haven't really thought about it too much, but as of now, I'm more like criminal investigation and stuff like that.
Cool. But, you know, one of the smart moves while you play hockey is try to get some community. We got to the 7th best community college system up here in this part of the country, are the two colleges in the northern Wyoming thing, Sheridan and here. You know, get your general studies out of the way. Use that FAFSA money smartly that your parents have been paying taxes on that program for the first 18 years of your life. So use it. It's there. It garners interest, and it's there for you. That's great. Well, live your dreams. That's great. So far, your thoughts about the season, what, 4-2 now? 4-2, is that right, Coach?
We're 4-0.
4-0?
Yeah.
Oh, that was an exhibition.
An exhibition game.
That's right. You went up and played. That's right. So you're still 4-0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, of course, by the way, folks, you can't see it here in the studio, but he's got his Blue Jays hat on. Coach is smart.
Yeah.
They really played ball.
I
was listening to it on the radio coming back over Sunday night when they won the game in the 10th, so that's great. But, you know, so like I said, I forgot about that. That was going up and playing the exhibition game. But it woke you up, and that's good. Doesn't count on your record, but it wakes you up, doesn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it is definitely a learning experience. I know the guys during the game didn't really understand, but as a coach, I thought it was one of the greatest learning tools you could have going up there. And, you know, just we flat out, we got our butts kicked. That's the way it was. We weren't ready to play. And, you know, I thought it was great, though. You know, kind of deflate some of the egos we have and bring back guys from Cloud 9, bring them back down to earth and realize that this is hard work. And, you know, we're happy where we are at 4-0. I mean, I don't think anybody would be disappointed with that. But, you know, we also got to let these guys know that there's a lot of work to be done. There's 43 games left. And we got to be ready every night. And, you know, last weekend was definitely a valuable lesson we've learned as coaches, as players, as a whole group. And now we're focused in on playing another team, another good team in Yellowstone this weekend, which is they're undefeated as well. So it's going to be a battle of the undefeated this weekend. So it's going to be an interesting time.
Okay, you playing that at home or on away ice?
Well, we're at home this weekend. It's our big breast cancer awareness weekend this weekend. You know, we have our specialty jerseys we're going to be wearing. Those going to be donated, or they're going to be auctioned off on Saturday night after the game. But it'll be, you know, it'll be going on from Friday night to I think the last bid will be before the third period starts on Saturday. And all the proceeds go back to the local charities to help people try to fight this disease that's out there.
That is fabulous. And what time's the puck drop on Friday and Saturday?
Both games are at 7:05 at Spirit Hall over at the Camplex there in the Spirit Hall section. And last year we had probably one of our biggest crowds for this weekend, which is a great thing because, like I said, all the proceeds and everything go right back to charities to try to help defeat this cause here.
Well, you know, that's like the seventh player out there when the fans show up because they get involved in the game and they get involved with the home team and they have a good time. They have a real good time.
Yeah, I mean, the fans have been great for us this year. It's been loud in the rink. We always would like to see more people come out and watch, but for us as players and coaches, it's just business as usual. We got to go out there no matter how many people are in the stands. We got to make sure we get out there and do our job.
Well, that's great. And Blake, so this your first year here in Gillette?
Yeah.
Yeah. So far, coach, thoughts?
I definitely love the coach. He's coached, before he came to Gillette, he coached my high school team for 2 years. So I've known him for a little longer than some guys have. So.
You got a little win. We got a call here. Let's see who it is. I'll try and spawn for you guys here. Good morning. You're on the air at KIML. Hello. For some reason. Oh, there we go. Now that button works. Okay. Hello. Good morning.
This is Clarity Dillinger. And I've been hearing
nobody
all
there.
The
phone is working. I can't hear them. Let's try this. Are you there? Oh, I could see what I'm doing wrong here. Okay. There we go. Sorry, I had the wrong headphone input.
That's all right. This is Clarity Dillinger. I live here in Campbell County.
Yes, Clarity. We talked earlier.
Yes. And I wanted to repeat it.
Oh, well, ma'am, can you call me back? Because I'm in a guest topic right now, so we're not really taking calls right now as far as, except for the subject matter of the guests that are on. I love you, and I want you to call back. But we'll be asking for calls on the politics here probably in the next day or two. So, Claire, I love you. I'm sorry, but I have to keep it with my guest right now. But we're going to talk about that. I agree totally with you, what you told me off the air earlier. But we'll give you a chance to call us back, and we'll talk about what you said was very clear last hour, and we really appreciate it. But we'll have to wait till we're into that topic, as right now we have guests on the air from one of the local sports teams. So we'll be back with that real soon, and Rush will definitely be talking about it at 10. After the news, you'll hear Rush Limbaugh give that report after 10 o'clock. Thank you, and call back. Yeah, bless her heart. I do want to give her some airtime, but right now we're in the middle. And sometimes that's a risk when you take a call, but I love her. I think she's very bright, and she had some good things to say off the air during the news. But we have to set it up to where when our guests are here and they're on time where they have to go do their jobs and other things, that we have to keep it to the point of hockey right now. But we will be getting into that, and Rush will be getting into it, and Sean Hannity will be getting into it. Dave Ramsey will talk about it. John Brandemeyer will talk about it tonight. From his humorous end. Back to hockey here. So you had coach and everything, so that's good. And you're enjoying your first season here in Gillette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy it as of right now.
Good. And you're close enough to home, you know. Like I said, it doesn't take any time to get over there. And that's what I like about having Rapid City. I was raised in a market when you count all the side cities and towns from Custer and Hot Springs up to Belfouche and Spearfish and all that, and Sturgis. That's kind of the area I kind of was raised in. Now let's go over to the other microphone here. All right. And where are you from?
I'm from Gillette, Wyoming.
Well, so you're a local native.
Yes.
Well, you graduated to CCHS?
2015.
So you were brand new to the world as a postgraduate. And how long have you been playing hockey?
Since I was 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that's why you're probably in great shape, and you're probably well-versed for a person your age. And would you like to go on from here and do more hockey in an upper level?
Yes, I'd love to. Whether it's next year or the year after that for college, I'd like to continue my hockey career.
Great. Now, what are your goals? Do you have a career or major that you're thinking of?
I've been thinking about physical therapist and personal training.
That'd be good because guys like me are getting old. We don't have time to go to the gym. Coach here, the same Mr. Hockey Man there. But you don't look like you have too many scars, so you must play pretty clean. But you do get chippy at times, I'm sure, too.
I'm the goalie.
So. Oh, well, gosh, you get it all the time. And you get to wear the mask. You need to go back and study Tony Esposito.
Yeah.
And getting hit with that little puck in the face with no mask. And that's why I'm glad you guys wear a mask. So have you played goalie all your career?
Yes, I have.
Great. Now, how tall are you?
5'11".
That's perfect. And you got some muscle on you. And that's great. So probably get some more going on you here soon. Are you going to try to bulk up a little bit?
Not during the season. No.
Not during the season, but off season?
Just building strength for right now and maintaining.
Great, great. So what's your favorite thing about being a goalie?
I'd have to say probably just being out there with the boys.
And you get a lot more action than the average player.
Yeah, and definitely just being someone to, like, look into, like, kind of rely on a little bit. I kind of like the pressure of that.
Sure, because they're looking to you, especially those defenders in front of you over here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that'd be great and stuff. So any other siblings here in town? Do you have other brothers and sisters?
Yeah, my brother's here, and then my sister's living down in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Very good. Nice town, too. Know that town very well, going to Longmont to see friends. That's super good. And like I said, best to you on that. Anybody you guys want to say particular hello to since you're on the radio? Hi, Mom.
Say hello, boys. Hey. Hello, boys. You know, just out here repping Gillette Wild for you guys, for everybody.
They're getting crazy. They're getting wild for you because they are Wild. The Gillette Wild. That's good. Back to Coach here. Hey, and we got these games coming up 7:05 Friday and Saturday. A little bit more about what you're trying to get the guys after losing two in an exhibition over the weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, for the fans that are, you know, that have been watching us play last year, they'll realize that Yellowstone knocked us out of the playoffs last year in double overtime in game three. You know, it's going to be our first crack at getting back at them for that loss last year. And this week is just basically just getting the guys ready, making sure they're ready to go, you know, and try to wash away what happened last weekend in Alexandria, but also, you know, understand that was a learning lesson. We have to learn.
Sure.
We have to learn from that. But as of right now, all of our focus is on Friday night. You know, that's my philosophy, is we take one day at a time, try to get better each day. We take one game at a time, and you can't do anything about Saturday's game until you play Friday's game. So, I mean, we got to focus it on Friday, play our best. You know, lay everything on the line, and hopefully we come up with a W, and then refocus for Saturday and try to go after it again. You know, we have a saying on our team that, you know, the job's not done until we get that second win on Saturday. So, I mean, if we win Friday, still a lot of work to do. We got to complete the job that we had, and you know, we're an exciting group. I mean, we're excited right now. The group is excited, and you know, it's gonna be an interesting weekend. It definitely is. I mean, like I said before, if people are looking for some entertainment, some form of entertainment this weekend. I know the high school football team might be out of town. You know, there's no better way to come in and watch some hockey this weekend. It's a great form of entertainment for people.
Well, great. Let's take a break, or we'll be back, and we'll see what else is going on with our Gillette Wild as they have two games this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:05. Let's right now go to the State Sports Network for its break. And we'll be back to talk more Gillette Wild hockey coming up next. Wake Up Wyoming, 9:24, right here at KIML.
Wyoming, Campbell County, Gillette, and you. Now back to Wake Up Wyoming on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
Well, very good morning. Cloudy, 32. The only snow I see is up in the northern part of the Bighorn, north of Buffalo. Going through Sheraton, some light snow, and even a little rain in the mountains as well. That's it. Moving away from us, it's not coming our way at this point. Still, the effects of a weekend of celebration there. But anyway, we're moving on. Here we go. We're back with the Wild, our Gillette Wild, and we've got Coach Hodge here, and we got some great guys. We got Blake and Lincoln, and, you know, they got that new cartoon that's about Lincoln. The kid's name is Lincoln. Did you know they have that on the Cartoon Network or whatever it is?
No, I did not.
No, you know, okay, just, well, I'll get it to you. But
here's your mic.
his name is Lincoln Loud, and he's the only boy in a house of, like, 10 kids. And it's a great show. I actually like it. It's very entertaining to an old guy like me. So you'd like it. Lincoln's a cool guy.
It's weird that you watch those cartoons after you eat brownies. That's strange how that works.
Yeah, I just start seeing little pink elephants.
I don't know what you put in those brownies, but...
There we go. Well, we got Chris back in here. Chris, I'm going to let you take it for the second one here. And,
I have no... Go. I'm not prepared at all. I have no questions.
That's all right. Just talk about it. We know we got two games coming up this weekend, 7:05.
Two big ones.
And a big promotion, and Coach is going to talk about that again because people need to know about it, so then come out and support the Wild. who officially are 4-0, even though they went up and played some exhibition, and they learned from it. So now let's get back into the win column, work on it day by day in practice. So was practice good this morning, fellas? Yeah?
Yeah, for the first part, we kind of came out and we were a little slow. But I think halfway through, we kind of all started to get our legs moving, which we should have had them moving because we have workouts in the morning right at the beginning. But halfway through, we kind of started to pick it up a little bit, started making some crisper passes, working a little bit harder for the puck and whatnot and all that.
What do you see, Lincoln? What's your observation on practicing, getting ready for this weekend?
Definitely, we need to get the wheels going for sure. Be buzzing through practice, making crisp passes and stuff, and definitely a big weekend ahead of us, and we really need to take this seriously because this could really set a good tempo for us.
Sure, sure, and of course you're playing the team that knocked you out last year. So, like I said, that gives you some umption and gumption to get out there and start off fast. Don't start off slow like a steam engine, but get out there like a Ferrari or an Alfa Romeo and get to it and put the pressure on the opponents so they can't put the pressure on you.
Speaking of which, last year that was an issue with last year's team was starting fast. How do you feel so far about the progression of your team this year as far as them being prepared, them being ready? And I suspect from Brendan, now we usually don't get coach talk, so here's some real talk coming up.
Well, to be honest with you, we're still one of our spots that we struggle at is the beginning of the games. Last weekend against Alexandria, I know we're trying to wash it away and move on, but last weekend, Friday night, we left the first period down 5-0. Saturday night, we left the first period down 4-0. And then the rest of the game on Friday night, the second and third period, we played a 2-1 hockey game. And then on Saturday night, it was a 3-2 hockey game, second and third period. So what I'm trying to get through to these guys' heads and get in their mindset is that if we come ready to play hockey, there's nobody that's going to be able to stop us. You know, we might not win every game, but you know what? The scores will not be 7-1 and 7-2. It'll be more like 3-2, 2-1, 4-2, maybe the empty net goal or something like that. So basically what we're trying to train them right now at practice is, you know, be ready at practice because it's just so much easier in a game. And right now, you know, the mental side of it when they're walking into the rink like we talked about before, Chris, is you know, I sat outside one day and watched these guys walk in, and the attitude was a lot different. Now it's just to take that attitude of, you know, with their headphones on walking into the rink and their mental side of there is now taking that and putting it onto the ice now. You know, and right now, I mean, against Bozeman at home last or 2 weekends ago at the home opener, I didn't think that it was too bad. At the first period, I thought we played pretty well on Friday night, and then Saturday night we kind of went back into that same mold that we were last year of not coming out prepared. And we're lucky that our goalies, you know, kept us in the game those nights, to be honest with you, and kept it a nothing game or a 1-0 game for us. And you know, now it's just to kind of get that mindset again. You know, now we can't sit back now. You know, Yellowstone's going to come in here, and they're trying to prove a point too. They're trying to prove the point that we beat you guys last year, and there's a reason why we beat you. You know, and now it's for us to come back and say, well, no, this is a different team, different year, and now we're the ones to be reckoned with. You know, and to kind of get that attitude and that mindset through these guys, it's a little bit tougher than I thought it was going to be. But you know, it's a work in progress. We're still learning how to deal with some of the kids. We've only been at it for about a month now. This is only going to be our fifth and sixth games of the regular season coming up. So, I mean, we do have a lot to work on. I think we all realized that last weekend. We have a lot to work on. And, you know, not now again, like I said before, now we just got to focus in on Friday night and take it, you know, shift by shift, period by period, and just keep going.
Well, I want to get the player perspective on that as far as the quick starts are concerned. I mean, how do you guys feel about how you've started? And what are some ways, I mean, when you talk to not just the coaches but the captains of your team, what are some ways you guys have figured out that, hey, what kind of mindset do you need to have to get going? Because I know some players are different. I mean, some guys, they like to keep it calm, quiet, listen to their music. Some guys are more hype guys, and they're running around shaking and stuff, ready to play. So, well, what's kind of your mindset as yourself?
I would say it definitely goes in what Hodge said. There's those kids. And what you said, there's people that are going to be calm. There's going to be people that are like me. I like to just get rowdy. I like to jump around, push people, you know, just get have as much fun as you can. Like we were saying before, after practice, it's more or less gripping your stick too tight. A lot of people go out there, they make in practice, beginning of games, you make a bad pass, they're like, oh, shoot. Like, they freak out. They get mad at themselves. Like, all you got to do is just calm down a little bit, bunker down and make a better pass or make a better play next time. It all starts out, and you can tell when we're going to have, a bad warm-up because it's the energy flow in the room, the morale is all different compared to, when we first game Friday night against Bozeman, we came out super hot. I think we're not the best, but we came out pretty hot. And that's because in the room, we were all jumping around. We're all playing music. We're all laughing, having a good time. And then when it comes down to being serious, we were super serious. Saturday came around, and we were kind of just we were jumping around. But you could just tell the energy wasn't there. So I think the main part is to have the energy there at the beginning of the games and not being so – there's being serious is a big part, but I think there's a point of where you're too serious to where you're going to – like we say, grip your stick too tight, and then you'll just mess up on some things that you don't need to mess up on, simple things, simple plays.
It's finding that balance between making sure you're playing smart, but you're not so paranoid that you can't have a relaxation in the sense, I'm confident I can get it done, and something like that. I could see that on certain opponents' faces in other sports. They have that deer in the headlights, and they're doing everything so by the book that they don't flow and ebb and they don't play well as a team when they do that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I'm trying to get at, is more of have fun with the game. And the more you come out hot, the faster we come out as a team in the first period, the more fun we're all going to have. And that's eventually what it comes down to, is we just need to work on getting our legs moving. Again, warm-ups. Warm-ups is definitely one of the biggest parts to get your legs moving for the first part of the game. Like Hodge says, taking the first 5 minutes out of the game, instead of doing that, might as well just have a good warm-up, get a sweat going. That way, the first 5 minutes of the game, you're already warmed up. You don't need to skate. You don't need to warm up your legs or anything. You can get going right away.
Sure, because it's movement, and it's being able to move on those two thin blades the best you can. So that's what I love about the sport when I watch it. It just amazes me that you guys look like you're running down the street or trotting down the street, and you're on ice and two thin blades. And was it tough for you guys to learn as children getting on those blades, or did it come natural to you?
Pretty much naturally.
Yeah, came natural for me too.
Fabulous, fabulous. Yeah. Now, what about our opponent this weekend, Yellowstone? What's Yellowstone done up to this point?
Well, they've played pretty good. They're 6-0.
Oh, my.
So they've played pretty good. They've beaten some teams pretty handily. Last weekend they played Helena, and I think they won 11-2 and 9-2 or something like that over a team that's been a perennial powerhouse in our league the last 5 or 6 years. Helena's been one of the best teams, and that just kind of shows you right there how good Yellowstone's playing hockey right now. It'll almost kind of be like a mirror watching our teams play against each other, actually, because we both coaches, myself and the coach from Yellowstone, we kind of coach the same way, kind of coach that has the same strategies. So that's why these games are always so close, because we have the same type of philosophy in our coaching, how we want our guys to play. It's going to be a good game. It's just going to be a really good weekend, and we're excited for it. Like I said before about Breast Cancer Awareness Weekend, that's another big big thing. It kind of hits home pretty close to my heart, breast cancer. I've had some people that have been affected by it, people that have fought in it and beaten it. And it's been it's a pretty close part to my heart this weekend with the breast cancer awareness, and the guys, some of the guys on our team have been affected by it too. I'm sure there's a number of people in town here in Gillette that have been affected by it. It's a disease that, one day I hope everybody can find a cure to this whole thing here, and not just the breast cancer side of it, but just the cancer side of things. I hope we can find a cure for it, and anything that we can do this week, anything we can do at the game, any type of money we can donate back. I'm sure these people that are struggling with these bills or whatever, or can't afford these types of things, are really, really appreciative of all this. So it's just gonna be a great weekend of hockey. But the main thing is the cause we're doing is the breast cancer awareness.
Well, and I think that's a great thing, because I'm a low life degenerate. I don't help anybody. I don't do any type of charity work or anything. But you guys, the Wild in general, mm-hmm. over the past few years, you guys do so much. Breast cancer awareness. You guys read to kids. I mean, that's just amazing. And I think getting the players involved, that's crucial. Yeah, sports is important. Yeah, you want to go win. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's really nice to see your program getting coaches, players, even players' family members involved in pitching in the community. I think it's a really good thing.
Yeah, and that's one big thing about being a hockey player, too, or an athlete, actually. But I'm just going to limit it to hockey players. That's all I've ever played was hockey. But that's a big thing, a community service of getting out there, reading the kids, playing floor hockey in gym class at these schools. Like today we have a few kids going to a school, an elementary school today to play floor hockey. Then we have another appearance on Thursday to go talking about, bullying and that kind of stuff. And, whatever we can do to kind of help the youth, kind of help, again, like this cause this weekend. We obviously have a military appreciation night as well, which is, and there's not much more I can say about that. I mean, military is the military. I mean, they're fighting for us to be free here. So, I mean, whatever we can do to say thank you to them, that's big for us as well. But, but the breast cancer one, I know there's, like I said, there's a lot of people out there that have been affected by this. Either they've beaten it or they're going through it right now. It definitely hits home close to me. I've lost both my grandparents to cancer, not to breast cancer, but to cancer. So it definitely hits home a lot more than most people. And this is something that has a lot of pride for us too. We're in our pink jerseys this weekend. That's a lot of pride for us. Not too many guys can wear pink, I guess you would say, but. It's really just a big thing for us, and I'm really, really excited for it, and I'm excited to see what we can draw and what we can donate back to these charities. I think it's just a great cause this weekend.
Chris, now the question you got? You're the sportsman,
Well, I wear a lot of pink, just to let you know.
I don't see anything on you right now.
No, there's no pink on me today. But I will say this. I do have a friend that gives mammogram stuff. Like, he gives breast exams, all of that. His name's Snake. It's in his garage. He charges like $20 an appointment. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right.
Moving right along.
Moving right along here.
Somebody say something else.
Okay, great. All right. We're going to take your break, take our last break of the half hour.
That's a way to leave the segment, huh?
Yeah, then we'll come back and we'll repeat once again what the fans need to know about what's going on. Talk a little more with Lincoln and Blake, and we'll just have some fun to the top of the hour. Chris, you're welcome to chime in if you want to stick around, man. It's, this is sports, man. This is sports. And you say the funniest things, I tell you. It is 9:46, and I love it. And it's Wake Up Wyoming. It's KIML at 106.7 at 12:70. Skip and Chris and Coach Hodge and the guys, Blake and Lincoln, back from the Wild as we talk Wild hockey every week right here on the radio.
Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Lady Wolves pick a big win. I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Sports Update. The Moorcroft Lady Wolves volleyball team picked up a huge conference victory over Tongue River in straight sets Saturday, 25-18, 25-21, 25-22.
And our community.
Now, back to Wake Up Wyoming with Skip on News Radio 1270 AM and 106.7 KIML.
We're talking hockey. Before we do, let's get an update on the temperature. People want to know, with a chance of rain, snow today, and then back to sunshine tomorrow. And on Thursday, too, so upper 40s tomorrow, almost mid-60s the next day, between 62 and 65. 33 and cloudy, and the only stuff is over in the Bighorn up on the mountaintops. Even Sheridan's precipitation has lessened with a little snow around the area there. But once it gets across the range, kind of dissipates. Chance of more rain this morning, maybe some snow this afternoon, this evening. We'll get updated forecast in as the day goes on. Cloudy at 33, and back with Coach Hodge and our Gillette Wild. And we got Lincoln here, and we got Blake here, and we've got two more hockey games at home. Out at, see, it's in Spirit Hall, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to say energy. It's in Spirit. Okay.
Spirit, yeah.
And 7:05 Friday and Saturday, Yellowstone, the team that knocked you out last year in the first round. Be coming in with a good team who's, 6-0?
Yep.
So you got to be ready. So you got more practices this week before you play them?
Yeah, we'll practice tomorrow and Thursday. We'll have a little pregame skate on Friday morning, and then it's up to the boys to be ready, I guess you would say.
Now, my question, injury report, anything major there on that front?
Well, we had one injury from the Bozeman weekend. Connor Moore, he fractured his collarbone. He had to have surgery on Thursday, and he's going to be out for about 8 to 10 weeks. Kind of a blow to us. Kid that... You know, he left here last year, didn't play too much last year for us. He played off and on, and you know, he went home and put in all of his work this summer and really, you know, listened to what we said to him at the end of the year and what he had to work on, and he came back with a great attitude. And then, you know, first, you know, home for a home opener, I think it was his first or second shift, you know, he hurts his collarbone. So it was kind of a tough blow for us, but, you know, we'll keep ourselves afloat and wait for him to get back, and, you know, we'll go forward when he gets back to us. But other than that, though, we're healthy. That was the biggest thing that I was worried about last weekend, leaving or playing in Alexandria, especially exhibition games, was, you know, exhibition games can kind of get a little feisty, a little chippy sometimes, and we all came back healthy in one piece, so... That was one of my biggest concerns, was going up there, was, you know, maybe losing somebody or getting hurt. But we all came back healthy, and we'll be ready to go on Friday.
That's great. Now, you guys getting psyched up for Friday? You know, you played before, so you know this team you're playing.
I haven't played on the junior team here.
Okay, on the junior team yet.
So last year.
Did you watch them play last year?
Yeah, I actually did.
Okay, great. What about you? You're ready. Yeah. It's your first year. You already know that there's a team in front of you. Knocked the team out last year, even though you weren't with it. Mm-hmm. So, you're getting some. What are the things you think you really need to work on? Like, what are you trying to work on in your self-evaluation, both on the ice and off the ice? What are you really working on?
Obviously, off the ice, just trying to, you know, get into the gym more, just get a little work on some like balance stuff. So, on the ice, work on skating. Other than, like, work on just like all the little things like shooting, better passes. Just hockey smarts. Hockey smarts is a big thing nowadays in hockey. If you have good IQ, you move the puck. And that's something I need to work on as a player to progress into future hockey.
Makes it more natural for you, too, when it all kind of flows together. You don't have to stop and go, okay, now what am I doing now?
Exactly,
you
know, okay, yeah, good. Exactly.
Oh, look over here. Let's go to Lincoln. What areas are you self-evaluating yourself to improve your game?
Obviously stopping the puck more because I'm the goalie, but more movements in the crease, just working on those, getting everything dialed in there, communicating with my D-men, letting them know if they got people on them, and obviously the gym, that's one thing that I like to do almost every single day, and I need to get in a little bit more cardio in there so I can get in a little bit better shape for sure, but yeah.
So that's the thing. You know, when I watch the level at the high school and coming up through the ranks and the leagues that you're at and in the past, I've seen that's the thing about a goalie is keep that movement go, keep loose. Because if you don't, then you're just kind of sitting there like a statue. It's so much easier to get that puck around you and into the goal and everything. So just be fluid. Yeah, being fluid, that's good. Coach, what do you see evaluating as a coach right now to anything? Not just particularly these players, but other things that you see that you need to do.
Well, I mean, you know, I think we have a good group of core guys here. You know, we have one through three, our lines are pretty solid. We need to add a couple more players to kind of complete the whole, to complete our roster. You know, it's not to take anybody or trade anybody from our roster or our core, but if we could add some players just to kind of help out our core guys, like I said. I think that's going to be key for us, is to find those players that are coming in here that are going to accept their role and be, you know, and be a part of the team. And that's what we need. We need to find a couple more defensemen, you know, and to be honest with you, as a coach's standpoint, I mean, I love to see competition and practice. So right now, I mean, guys are going to be a little bit hurt, maybe upset about, you know, bringing in new players and this and that. But you know what? It's just going to help that guy get even better, because this guy's coming in here to take that guy's job. And that guy needs to pick up his play, or this guy is going to take his job on the team, you know. So,
steel versus steel, you know.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, if we can get that going in practice, I think it's going to be much better practice. We have some guys that are a little bit comfortable right now because we don't have extra players that can push them or take their job. And I think this time last year we started adding players, and I think that's when we can kind of start to see when we started to improve last year was right around this time, is when we had some guys in there and the competition level was getting a little bit higher in practice. You know, there's a couple of fights in practice and all that kind of stuff. So that's the stuff that you want to see as a coach, and that's what we're going to try to get here in the next few weeks.
Well, great. Now let's tell everybody once again, times, of course, are 7:05 Friday and Saturday. We have a big promotion going on here. So they need to come out and breast cancer awareness. And there's going to be great publicity about that. There's going to be a lot more fans in the stands. If you're listening, you need to be there. Mm-hmm. So one more time, Who are we playing this weekend? Yellowstone?
Yep, yeah, I'm playing the Yellowstone Quake. Again, they are the team that knocked us out of the playoffs last year in the first round. Kind of a gut-wrenching loss, double overtime loss in the last game of the series. And, you know, this is our first crack back at them. It's going to be the first time we've seen them. So it's going to be an exciting weekend. 7:05 Friday and Saturday night at Camplex at Spirit Hall.
Tickets are like 10 bucks.
Yep, tickets are $10. You can go on GilletteWild.com and reserve tickets there, or you can just come to the door on Friday night and Saturday night and buy your tickets and come watch a game. It's going to be an exciting weekend.
I tell you what, it's a good bargain. Cheaper than going to a movie.
No kidding.
True. Mm. All right. Well, to your players, Coach, thank you again. Once again, Blake, Lincoln, we'll get out to see you here. Last time I fell asleep on my Saturday night, I was going to go out. So this time the old man will get out one of the nights this weekend. Thanks a lot, and let's support the Wild once again. It's going to be out at the Camplex. It's going to be 7:05 Friday and Saturday against Yellowstone. Officially at 4-0 against a 6-0 team. Battle of the unbeatens right now. And hope you guys get out there and start quick. Get off that line quick, and when that puck drops, you're there and you're ready to go. Thanks, Chris, again, coming in, our sports director.
And, you're welcome.
All right, of course. Let's get ready to go to news from Fox, and then it's going to be Rush coming up after 10 o'clock this morning right here. We'll catch you in the morning at 6.
KIML, Gillette, Wyoming.
All Medical Resources now has insurance-eligible breast pumps. A valid prescription is required.